Welcome back, everyone, to Dun Carrow, your gateway to the mysterious heart of Scotland. It's me, Angus, and tonight we delve into the shadows of our land where history and hauntings intertwine. We'll explore places where the echoes of the past still resonate, and where the unseen lingers waiting. Tonight's journey takes us from the windswept cliffs of Ayrshire to the dark and brooding Borders, and finally to a chilling tale from Glasgow's East End. We'll begin at the grand and imposing Culzean Castle, where the sounds of a lost piper still echo through its ancient stones. What? Old Agnes, it's my turn. What?
Then we'll journey to the remote and ruined Hermitage Castle, a place of dark deeds and lingering sorrow, where the very stones seem to hold the echoes of past suffering. And finally, we'll hear a disturbing account from a flat in Langbar, Easter House, a place where a former tenant's tormented spirit still haunts the living. I'm not finished!
Right, guys, come on, it's my podcast. Out of the way. Go and do something else with your day off. Sorry about that, guys. So, Culzean Castle, perched high on the dramatic cliffs overlooking the Firth of Clyde, is a place of breathtaking beauty, but also of deep mystery. Its story, like many Scottish castles, is one that weaves together history, legend, and the unsettling whispers of the paranormal. The site's origins stretch back to the 15th century, when it was a fortified tower house, a stronghold against the turbulent times of that era. But it was in the late 18th century that Culzean underwent its most dramatic transformation. The Kennedy family, who had owned the land for centuries, commissioned the renowned architect Robert Adam to redesign the castle, turning it into a grand country house, a testament to their wealth and status. Adam's vision created the magnificent structure we see today, with its elegant rooms, sweeping staircases, and breathtaking views. He masterfully blended the old tower house with new additions, creating a harmonious blend of history and grandeur. The castle became a symbol of the Kennedy power. The castle became a symbol of the Kennedy's power, and it played host to many important figures over the centuries. During the Second World War, Culzean played a unique role. The Kennedy family, recognising the strategic importance of the location, gifted the castle to General Dwight Eisenhower, who used it as a base during his time in Scotland. The Eisenhower apartment, still preserved today, stands as a reminder of this historical connection. But even amidst its grandeur and historical significance, Culzean holds its secrets, its whispers of the unseen. The castle is renowned for its ghostly inhabitants and chilling tales they leave behind. The most famous ghost is undoubtedly the Piper. Imagine, if you will, a young man sent into the depths of the castle's caves, perhaps tasked with exploring their hidden passages or searching for a secret way out. He ventures into the darkness, the sound of his pipes echoing off the damp stone walls, but he never returns. Now, the haunting melody of his pipes echoes through the castle chambers and the dark passages of the caves, a constant mournful reminder of his lost journey. Visitors and staff alike have reported hearing the faint, haunting strains of his music, sometimes accompanied by the sound of footsteps, as if he is still searching for his way out. The sound is said to be very sad and full of longing. Then there's the Green Lady, an apparition drifting through the castle hallways, her presence accompanied by a chilling sense of sorrow. She is often described as a woman dressed in a flowing green gown, her face pale and drawn, her eyes filled with an unspeakable sadness. Some say she is a spirit of a young woman who tragically died at the castle. Her heart broken, her spirit forever bound to its walls. The rustling of her gown, the soft whisper of her presence, is said to be felt rather than seen, a chilling sensation that sends shivers down the spine. But these are not the only spectral inhabitants of Culzean. Other apparitions, fleeting shadows, and unexplained cold spots are frequently reported. Visitors often describe a sense of unease, a feeling of being watched by unseen eyes as they wander through the castle's grand rooms. Unexplained sounds, the soft creak of floorboards, the faint whisper of voices, add to the unsettling atmosphere. The caves under the castle also hold their secrets, with many people reporting strange feelings and even the feeling of being touched when exploring the depths. The castle staff, who spend their days and nights within its walls, have their own stories to tell. They speak of doors that open and close on their own, of objects that move inexplicably, and of the feeling of being followed by an unseen presence. Culzean Castle, with its grand history and its chilling ghostly inhabitants, is a place where the past refuses to rest, where the echoes of lives lived and lost still linger in the air. From the grand cliffs of Culzean, we travel to the desolate and brooding Hermitage Castle in the Scottish Borders. This fortress, now a ruined shell, has witnessed centuries of violence and dark deeds. Its very stones seem to hold the echoes of past suffering. Hermitage Castle's history is steeped in blood and betrayal. Built in the 13th century, it was a strategic stronghold guarding the often contested border between Scotland and England. It changed hands frequently and witnessed countless battles and skirmishes. But it's not just the battles that have left their mark. The castle was also the scene of brutal acts of treachery and cruelty. One of its most infamous inhabitants was William de Solis, a lord known for his tyranny and dark practices. Legend has it he was a sorcerer, and that he made a pact with the devil. His cruelty and oppression of the people were so extreme that they eventually rose up against him, imprisoning him in the castle's dungeons. The castle's dungeons, cold and damp, were places of unimaginable suffering. Prisoners were subjected to torture and deprivation, their cries echoing through the stone corridors. It is said that the very walls still hold the imprint of their pain, and it's not just the prisoners who haunt Hermitage. William de Solis himself is said to be among the restless spirits that linger here, his tormented spirit forever bound to the castle, is said to seek vengeance for his imprisonment. Visitors have reported seeing his dark apparition, a shadowy figure moving through the ruins, his face contorted in rage. But it's not just De Solis who haunts Hermitage. The cries of his victims, the sounds of their suffering, are said to echo through the castle's empty chambers. Whispers, moans, and the sounds of chains dragging along the stone floors are frequently reported. Some visitors have even claimed to have seen ghostly figures, their forms distorted and translucent, reliving their final moments of agony. Cold spots, sudden drops in temperature, and the overwhelming feeling of dread are common experiences. It's a place where the air itself seems heavy with sorrow. A place where the past refuses to be silenced. The feeling of being watched or the feeling of someone breathing down your neck are also commonly reported. Finally, we turn to a more modern haunting in the Langbar area of Easterhouse, Glasgow. This is a story that chills to the bone, a tale of a haunting that invaded the very sanctuary of home and left its occupants in a state of terror. A former tenant of a seemingly ordinary flat in Langbar reported a terrifying apparition that began to manifest within her living space. It wasn't a fleeting shadow or a distant whisper. It was the distant, visceral presence of a dead man. He would appear pacing the rooms, his hands clasped tightly around his throat, as if reliving his final agonizing moments. The tenant described his face as contorted in pain and terror, his eyes wide with silent screams. The thumping sound, she said, was the sound of him falling to the floor. The haunting wasn't a one-time occurrence. It became a relentless torment, a constant reminder of a violent and unseen presence within the home. The tenant reported feeling a constant chill in the air, a sense of being watched, and the overwhelming feeling of dread. The apparition would appear at random times, day or night, always with the same horrifying display of his final moments. She described the feelings of being trapped as if the flat itself had become a prison with the dead man as her jailer. The haunting became so intense, so disturbing, that the tenant was driven to desperation. She sought help from local clergy, and eventually a priest was called to perform an exorcism. The atmosphere in the flat during the exorcism was described as thick with tension, the air heavy and oppressive. The tenant reported feeling a surge of malevolence, a sense of being surrounded by an unseen force. The priest, it is said, was visibly shaken by the experience. Even with the exorcism, the tenant never felt truly safe in the flat, and eventually moved out, unable to bear the lingering presence of the tormented spirit. To this day, the flat is said to hold a dark and unsettling energy, a chilling reminder of the haunting that took place within its walls. And so, we leave these places of echoes and shadows, these remnants of lives lived and lost. But remember, listener, that the stories we've shared tonight are not confined to the stones of Culzean, the ruins of Hermitage, or the haunted flat in Langbar. They linger like a cold breath on the back of your neck, a whisper in the dark corners of your mind. The pipes of the lost piper, the cries of the tortured souls, the silent scream of a dead man. These are not just tales, these are warnings, reminders that the veil between worlds is thin, and that the unseen is always watching, always listening. Join me next time, if you dare, for more tales from the mysterious heart of Scotland. Good night, and sleep well, if you can.